嗨，大家好，你正在收听由开源英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你，我就是 Jenny。
Hey guys, I'm Adam, and the opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily those of...me?
是俞敏洪的观点。你知道这个事儿吧？很多朋友就问我说，哎，姐，你直男怎么说？直男癌英语怎么说？所以我觉得今天就要告诉大家，直男癌 is not straight man cancer.
Straight man cancer.
No. 而且其实我觉得这两年在英语媒体，在英语世界，直男癌这个词也用的非常多，是不是？好，那我们今天的节目呢有对应的文本啊，大家可以到我们的微信公众号来查看，我们的公众号就是开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。那说到文本啊，我觉得今天这一期特别值得看，因为 I've been reading these news headlines, 新闻标题。那个南华早报的 headline 我觉得很有意思，它写的是SAT prep billionaire admits to sexism. 就是他是一个
SAT prep.
Prep, 对 prep school.
Test prep center.
啊，备考的这种学校是吧？然后呢，前面说到 he admits to sexism.
Whoops.
Sexism means...
It means that you view one sex as better than another one.
对，就是性别歧视。然后通常呢 in most cases 是男性歧视女性。
Yes.
这个歧视或者看不起，我们知道口语的一个说法是 to look down on someone.
But usually in the newspapers or in the media, the word will be discrimination.
Ah, okay. So men discriminate
against
right. women, 是吧? So he was in a big learning conference in Shanghai, and he gave a speech.
Okay.
And in that speech,他就说了中国女性的堕落是导致了中国的堕落，然后这看了以后我觉得大家都特别惊讶，特别 shock, what? 你怎么会这样想，然后你怎么会说出来
Yeah, geez, something like depraved Chinese women making the country more depraved or bringing the country down.
Something along those lines. Okay, 所以 depraved 意思就是堕落的是吧、我觉得还有一个词会听到，就是会有一个词组是 moral decay.
Moral decay, yeah.
就讲到道德堕落，道德败坏，是不是、
right.
moral decay?、So he's basically saying, yeah, the moral decay of Chinese women has led to the moral
decay of China. So, you know, these old guys, rich guys, they can say something like that, and they are often given a chance to take it back.
你说 given a chance to take it back, 就是有一个澄清的机会。
Can you clarify what you meant there?
是是是，因为他那个话说出来了以后，he faced so much criticism, or 我们说 backlash.
Backlash, yeah.
对，通常你讲一个什么言论会刺激到很多人，会 agitate, 让很多人生气的时候，他们这个反应就叫 backlash.
Right.
So he did have a chance to clear things up, to clarify himself, 但他那后来那个澄清也没有更好啦。
Right.
所以呢，当我把这件事情告诉 Adam 了以后，他的第一个反应是 ，Oh, geez, keep digging.
Keep digging. Yeah, yeah. It's a great little expression because we often say like you've dug yourself into a hole.
就是你自己挖了一个坑，自己跳进去。
Right. But then, how do you get out of that hole? And then, you know, ideally you stop digging, right? But if you keep making these dumb comments and they just keep getting worse and worse, you can't dig yourself out of a hole.So just kind of, this comes from the TV show The Simpsons, just like keep digging.
所以就是越描越黑了。
Another great phrase, put your foot in your mouth. Except, I mean, that can be a simple mistake.
But then, 就是讲错话是吧?
Right, but then again, when people give you the chance to clarify, and instead of just saying, you know, what I said was dumb, you put your foot even further into your mouth, or you just try to dig yourself out of the hole.
好，我们还是回到这个词吧。直男癌，前面也说了 ，it's definitely not straight man cancer.
Right.
Then what is it?
Well, there's a word that we use a lot, more and more these days. I'd say it's kind of a hard word to spell. Misogyny.
Misogyny. 就不是 massage, 不是那个按摩的 massage.
Massage, no.
听起来有点像吗?
Yeah, they're pretty similar. Misogyny, it basically just means a hatred of women.
对,这个词的拼法我就想到味噌汤 miso soup, 因为它是 M-I-S-O.
Yes, M-I-S-O. That's a good way to remember it. But the hard part about this word is that there are two Y's in it. You really never see words with two Y's in them.
是的，这词的拼法就是 miso, 然后加上 G-Y-N-Y.
G-Y-N-Y.
对，所以有那种你一眼看特别长的词吧，我觉得都没关系，基本上你可以把它 break down.
Right.
然后自己有一些小的那个记忆窍门 mnemonic, 比如味增汤
Misogyny
Misogyny,
I like that
念法是 misogyny 啊，然后你查词典它的翻译是厌恶女人、mm. 或者还有医学上它好像是一个 medical condition 厌女症
Yeah, I'd never heard of that before today、
我也不知道这个存在
I do wonder if that is a cultural thing、
Or a biological thing、
Possibly
好，那 misogyny 是一个名词嘛、对吧？比如可以说 there's a lot of misogyny going on right now.
Yes.
那它也可以是一个形容词嘛。
Yes, you can say someone is, or that was a very misogynistic comment. And then a lot of these, like, you know, IST words, sometimes they can be nouns, sometimes they can be adjectives. So you could say, like, that was a very misogynistic comment. You could probably get away with saying that was a misogynist comment, but really it's probably better to just say misogynist as another type of noun.
Misogynist 其实就是说一个直男癌的人。
You are a misogynist.
Misogynist,、mm. 对 and you make misogynistic comments.
Right.
Right. 好的，是我觉得这个词我学英语那么多年前二十年都没怎么看到过它，但后来发现在这两三年吧，在美国也用的非常非常多，就是全世界的女性好像都更有意识或者更 vocal 的，就是说 It's not okay for you guys to have those opinions, misogynistic opinions, and then voice them openly, 而且还觉得自己说的很对。是吧？就我觉得这个好像全球都有一股的 rise of women of feminism.
Right.
所以这里我们就可以讲讲这个女权主义啊。
Okay, so lots of different kinds of feminism.
所以 feminism 一个 ism 通常是一种主义，对吧
？Yes.
然后呢，一个女权主义的人，一个女权主义者。
I was just about to say misogynist.
No.
Feminist.
是一个 feminist.
Right.
然后 feminist 也是一个形容词吧 ，right?
That's what I was kind of saying before, like that. It can be a noun, a person, but it often can also be an adjective.
Okay. 但现在你也会看到很多人说，其实女性她要的我们这种 feminism 不是说女性比男性好，而就是女性和男性是平等的，是 equal 的。所以也很多人说。I'm a humanist.
It's humanist, yeah.
Humanist,
yeah. Well, that's it, because again, like feminism has been around for a while, and because there's so many different kinds of it, you know, not all of them are, you know, let's all get along. Why can't we all be equal?
对，有一些是很 radical. 好，那今天的节目里学了挺多，我觉得是很 advanced, 很高阶的英语词，但是呢，也是现在在我们的生活里面常听到常用到的啊，也希望大家呢觉得这期节目给你带来了一些学习的价值。好，那其实开言英语的听众和用户里面女性非常的多啊，所以我想在今天的留言里面肯定也会收到大家非常踊跃的啊 voice your opinions. I'm looking forward to reading them. Thank you for listening and don't forget 除了我们的双语脱口秀呢，其实你想真正的把英语学好啊，开言英语有一个会员课程送给大家，我们在过去的将近五年时间里面已经累积了2000多课不同级别啊，从低到高，非常实用非常地道的这个英语口语课程，都是由我们北美的主播们Adam, Spencer, Connor, Lisa 为大家精心的编写和录制讲解的。那这些课程呢涵盖了我们日常最多碰到的一些很具体的场景，就不管你是日常的生活呀还是职场，都会学到最恰当的表达方式。大家可以到我们的微信公众号来免费试用一下，那只要点击菜单你就可以试一下啊，在中国也能学到最地道的英语。 OK, 感谢大家的收听， We'll see you next time, 再见，
Bye guys.